Overalls.
Yeah, I love the overalls.
Mm-hmm.
Were those usually homemade or bought at the store?
No, they were bought.
They were all bought.
Mm-hmm. They're popular now, though.
Yeah, the girls are wearing them now, even. We had an overall factory here in town.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the name of the company?
My sister-in-law worked down there. Then they quit making overalls and went to making pants.
It was the pants factory.
Uh-huh.
What do they make down there now?
Pants?
Pants.
Mm-hmm. This pants factory, I think.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a man were trying on clothes, he might say, well, my goodness, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, what, won't fit this year, but last year it...
Mm-hmm. He gained too much weight.
Outgrown it.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't fit this year, but last year it fit all right. Might say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or say if a man's clothes were wearing out and he needed something to wear to church, he might say, well, I gotta go downtown to buy a
new suit. Mm-hmm.
Or what about, you know, some boys like to pick up things and put things in their pockets until they have so much in their pockets, you say their pockets begin to
bulge.
Or what about if you put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, it would probably
shrink. Mm-hmm. Shrink up.
Or say if a young girl is getting ready to go out with a boy, she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
What would you
primping,
say?
Primping.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if a boy was doing the same thing? Would you say that he was primping?
Yeah.
Sissy.
Well, you don't have to be a sissy just to think about how to look good, do you?
Primping, he would.
I guess if he had his hair in curlers, you might call him a sissy and get away with it.
We know some that has permanence.
Is that right?
Sure, don't we?
There's an old man coming in. That's got a pretty permanent.
Old Indian boy.
Good looking man.
He's permanent all the time, about every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
What do you women call this thing that you carry all your things around in? That's your
purse.
You have a small one that you use maybe just for change?
Mm-hmm. Coin purse.
Coin purse.
Mm-hmm.
That with a little clasp or something like that. But what about these things that some women like to wear around their wrists for...
Bracelets. Mm-hmm. Lord, she's got a dozen of them. I have too, but I've quit wearing mine with this watch.
And what she's wearing around her neck, you call that a...
Necklace.
Necklace.
Or chains.
Chains. Well, say these things that a man wears that come over his shoulders, hold up his pants.
Suspenders.
They're suspenders, but they used to be called galluses.
Mm-hmm. Galluses,
Well, what about this thing that you would take outside with you when it's raining to keep the rain off of you?
Umbrella.
Parasol.
Parasol.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or say if you were making up your bed, the last thing that would go over your bed, that would be the...
Bedspread.
Ever heard that called, didn't
you? Counterpane. Mm-hmm. Used to be called counterpane years ago.
Mm-hmm. I did that where I'm working down at the Clayton house. They've got those counterpanes that are handmade and woven.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something heavier than one of those that you might use?
Quilt.
Do you ever hear of people, you know, they used to get together?
Mm-hmm. Have a quilting.
Does that sort of thing still go on?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm making a quilt out of ties.
Out of ties? Mm-hmm. You mean like
a man's tie. Nothing in there but ties. And I go to yard sales and buy them for a nickel. And I take them home and rip them up and wash